Patrick.
Yep.
Hi, why are you so grumpy tonight?
I'm sick.
Well, why'd you go and get ill for?
Why'd you go and get ill?
Yeah, that's how I talk, yeah.
Oh my god. I'm calling you from my bed.
Wow. Intimate.
Yeah, I like to just lay in bed and talk to casts.
Sure. Nothing like talking to a boy from a bed.
Don't listen. I know we've had our differences.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send you a webcam so you can start doing video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking. We're still in the flirt phase. Are you still dating one of your listeners?
I've never dated a listener.
No, you said you had a girlfriend. That was a lie.
That was a lie. I was talking about a girl with Asperger's who says she's a witch.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, I just wanted to, you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Have you ever flirted with a waitress?
Like you're like one of those.
A red light district whore.
Nope.
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it.
Why?
Oh, shut up, Kyle.
That's just mean. That's just mean. You're being very mean tonight.
Don't.
I don't know why you're so hostile with me. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm going to die.
Wow. That's,
I wish I was lying. I'm flying to Amsterdam Monday. There's a doctor there who knows what's wrong with me. They're gonna fix me. Do you have, can I be on your show tonight?
You want to?
Do you have a pod pal yet?
Nope.
Well, tonight could be my last night on Earth. Oh, God.
Do you have any parting words?
Probably hook up soon.
That's cool.
A little bit of anal.
I'm riddled with diseases.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet, but not really in the UK. My name is Kyle, and with me tonight is Bames. Bames.
I'm a broken man.
We've been having some technical difficulties. I've gone robot twice already, and Bames broke his whole head.
Yeah.
You hear that noise in the background? That's Bames' head leaking.
Mm-hmm. I have been trying to do Google searches to find a head that won't break.
What you need is a head gasket.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Oh, Bames. I didn't do a show last week.
Yeah. Because you married Lord Zed?
Yep.
I'd say that was a mistake.
Yeah, well, listen, we were thinking about it for a long time anyway. We probably would have done it eventually anyway, but then Lord Zed was going to get sent back to the moon. So it was either that or just say goodbye.
Or cozy on up to, what was the face man?
Face man?
The guy who was a face?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Zordon. Why would cozying up to Zordon be a a legitimate solution to the problem of my fiance Lord Zed moving back to the moon.
Because you don't have to think about him anymore. You got yourself a new man.
Did
new
Lord Zed
Andy?
Did Lord Zed even live on the moon? I know Rita did.
Rita, you just assume they're all from the same place.
Yeah,
they're villains.
Well, Rita was in the moon dumpster, but like, where was their base of operations? Was it on the moon after he showed up?
Probably the moon.
I can't remember. Goldar was there.
Sinker.
Goldar.
Was this like a tiger man?
He was like a wolf man with wings who wore a gold suit of armor. And then there was like a weird like witchblade looking bitch too. I can't remember her name.
Hmm.
And then there was that blue goblin looking guy and the bat guy? They were
the
like
witch is Scorpina.
Ah, okay. Well, those other two were kind of like the Balkan skull of the moon.
Yeah.
I can't remember their names either. It was a good show. Lots of squid monsters roaming the city streets, beating up buildings and stuff.
Yeah, Super Sentai.
yeah, so I didn't do a show last week, and you were asking me in the chat earlier why. And the reason why is I don't really have a good reason why. I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it. What I felt like doing instead was drawling. You ever draw, Dames?
No, never. Well, one time, actually pretty recently, I drew a brontosaurus wearing a hat backwards, and he was saying, "You got a big belly," and I called him Rude Dino.
Did you tweet this?
No.
Ah, that's why I didn't see it.
I drew it on a piece of line paper and crumpled it up and threw it away.
You should have drawn it on a piece of line paper and folded it up and stuck it in your pocket.
Yeah, or put it into an envelope and never sent it.
That would be so adorable if you drew that picture and then stuck it in your pocket just so you would remember it every once in a while and feel better.
Yeah, I drew some stars and I filled in 1.5 out of the 5 stars to give it a review from IGN. Do not hang out with Rude Dino.
Well, that sounds real cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a 4-day weekend last weekend. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
And I took that time to draw. And I drew an anime cheerleader.
Standing up.
Yep. It's so stupid, but I haven't really drawn anything in a long time. And I felt an itch. I wanted to draw some stuff. So I drew an anime cheerleader. And then I wanted to animate some stuff. So I started animating her standing up. That's why I didn't do a show last week.
The best reason.
Yeah. And I almost didn't do a show this week either. But then when Patrick threatened my life, Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions on Twitter, he threatened to stab me. I had to do it.
To stand up to the man.
Mm-hmm. Even though he threatened my life after I said I was going to do it. So
yeah,
I had actually already made the decision. I don't know though, Bames. It's weird, too, because like the last episode that I did, I thought was pretty good.
That was the one with Kelly?
Yeah, and I didn't expect it to be very good. I expected it to be weird. But I thought it was pretty good. That girl can talk. I'll give her that. Mm-hmm. Unlike me. So, yeah, in other news, Bames, did you hear about my cool dad?
Yeah, your dad thought your drawing sucks.
He did, yeah.
No wonder you don't have any friends.
So
fuck yourself.
Yeah, yesterday I got a call from my dad. I was watching YouTube videos or something, and all of a sudden the Skype thing pops up saying I'm getting a call. And I let it go to voicemail, and my dad left me a voicemail. He's like, "Hey, Kyle, this is your dad." I think I've got the voicemail, actually. Let's see. I don't know. You probably won't be able to hear it, but it's not very long.
Yeah.
"Hey, Kyle, this is your dad. You give me a call. I've been trying to get a hold of you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye."
Okay, so he said, "Hey, Kyle, this is your dad. Will you give me a call? I've been trying to get a hold of you. Talk to you later. Bye." So it's pretty innocent, although when he says he's been trying to get a hold of me, what he means is he sent me one email that I didn't respond to, and it had nothing to do with me. It was just a bunch of pictures and descriptions of a model he decided to build. So what?
Like a robot?
It's like a spaceship thing. It wasn't finished.
Did he draw like a spiral around the spaceship and it was like the golden ratio?
No. No, but I should have responded to it just because it would have. It's the polite thing to do, but I didn't. And that's what he means by, I've been trying to get a hold of you. He said it like he'd been trying desperately to contact
me. Look, I want to talk to you about this model.
Yeah. So I got that message and I was like, okay, all right. I haven't talked to him in a while. So I called him back. And not the first words out of his mouth, but after the normal hellos, the first things out of his mouth were, apparently my sister is getting married again. Not that she's been married before, but she was engaged to be married before. It was a big thing with me and my family about how I didn't want to go to her stupid wedding. And that got called off. I don't even know why, really. And now she's, I guess, with a new guy, and they're engaged to be married. And my dad called to try to get me to go to this new wedding. So he brought that up for a little bit, and then he quickly segued into what he usually does when he calls me, which is he just starts bitching about things. And I like to bitch about things. Like, that's one of my things. You know, I'm a pretty negative guy. I like to bitch about stuff. But the way my dad does it, and I think this is weird sounding coming from me, but it's like, it's not even fun the way my dad bitches about things. It's like really,
really,
like really hateful and like vitriolic, like he's really pissed off at the world. And it's a slightly conspiratorial, like he really thinks the whole world is out to fuck him.
Oh, so as opposed to you, where you just like want to go to bed and it makes me want to go to bed.
Yeah. I hate a lot of stuff, but I don't actually think the world is actively trying to fuck me. My dad does. So he starts bitching about how hard it is to find a job and the economy and stuff. Kind of normal, boring dad stuff, I guess, but like real bitchy. Mm-hmm. And then he gets onto the subject of school. Like somehow this whole thing transitions into this subject of education. Oh, I'm getting a call from an 818 number. I'm adding it to the group call. Hello?
Oh, hey. You know, Patrick, for Nobody Likes Onions, is really mad at you.
Oh, no. Why?
You might want to do something about that.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Make up with him, man. He's upset.
Who is this?
This is Fritz.
Oh, this is Fritz.
Yeah.
Hi, Fritz.
I don't know. I'm just listening to him on his stream, and he's stewing over something. I'm not sure what.
Was I supposed to call him back? He was on the line with me.
I think you're supposed to call him back or something.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize the social etiquette of two pod men having technical difficulties.
You better learn, because it's a real dangerous thing to cross Patrick.
Yeah, he's a dangerous man.
Yeah, that's all. I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, thanks, Fritz.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, should I call Patrick back? Should I add him to this call?
Sure.
All right. Nobody wants to hear about my stupid dad anyway.
I bet Patrick has some fun dad stories.
I don't know how to work Skype. Invite to group call. I'm adding him. And it's ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah?
Patrick!
Oh, hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Kyle. I just had a terrible thought.
I didn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. Was I supposed to call you back?
No!
I didn't know.
No, I'm fine.
I didn't know you wanted me to call you back.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, Patrick.
It's fine.
I feel so bad now. We were just talking about my cool, cool dad.
Go on. I'm just listening.
Oh, did you hear what I was saying about my cool, cool dad?
I heard the voicemail. I find it interesting. His voice sounds like your son.
He is my son. So I was just getting to, my dad likes to bitch a lot. He's a very cranky guy. He likes to bitch about the economy and politics and the job market and stuff.
Is he Jewish?
No, surprisingly. We do have kind of big noses, though.
Came up with a great Jew joke today.
Is it about my dad?
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Tell me if this is good enough to tweet. I just invented a new font for when you type something a Jewish mother would say. It's just candles.
It's pretty good.
Is that funny?
I like it.
The capital letters and numbers are bottles of Manischewitz.
Mm.
No? Don't add the tag? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I like the candles.
Back to dad.
Back to my dad. It's riveting dad talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so as we were talking, he got onto the subject of the education system somehow. And this whole time I'm just kind of going, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. And he starts bitching about the education system. And he starts talking about how the whole thing is designed to dumb everyone down, that the like the elites are trying to keep everyone stupid and so that they're controllable. He's a pretty conspiratorial guy.
And some would say it's the opposite of that.
Well, and then he started saying things that were the opposite of that. Like he was saying that like they're making tests too hard. Which, if their goal is to dumb everyone down, it doesn't make sense to me that they would raise the requirements. So I said so, and he starts getting kind of annoyed with me because he does not like it when he's disagreed with. And then he started talking about college and how he at one point took some community college when he got laid off from a job and he decided he wanted to be a computer programmer. And he was bitching about how he had to take a writing course. And I get that. I get that, like, if you want to learn programming, you don't want to have to take creative writing. It's a waste of your time. But then he starts bitching about how the teacher, how he did really well in the class, and then the teacher said, wow, you did really good in this class. You want to take it to the next level? And he starts bitching about how the teacher was trying to fuck him by getting him to go into creative writing. And so I argued with him about that. Like, I think the guy just thought you were pretty good at creative writing and thought maybe you would want to do more of it. And he's like, no, he wanted to fuck me. He wanted to take more of my money. So basically it just kept going like this. He kept saying weird things that I would disagree with. And eventually he's like, you know what? If you don't want to make any sense, then I'm done talking to you. And I can't remember all of what was said, but I disagreed with him some more instead of just letting it go and hanging up.
Can you imagine if our listeners had that attitude?
If we just don't want to make any sense, they're just going to go and not talk to us anymore.
Yeah, they're just like, you guys don't make sense. I'm out of here. We'd have no listeners.
Well, then my dad told me to go fuck myself. Because I disagreed with him. He started yelling about how I think I'm smarter than everybody else and how I should go fuck myself. And no wonder I don't have any friends. And I wish I could remember some of the other stuff I said, but it was like he was a bully on a playground. And I said that to him, like, no wonder I don't have any friends. Listen to you.
Are you some kind of smart guy?
Listen to you.
Yeah. You just sit at home alone with your pizza coupons.
So yeah, when I heard that he said you don't have any friends, I was like, oh, did Kyle's dad call him out on his misanthropic ways? But actually it turns out that he's just saying that you're a smart fag.
He was so mad, and I couldn't help laughing at him. And I think that made it worse. But I've gotten to that point in my relationship, I guess, with my parents, where it just doesn't matter that much to me. Like, if he's going to tell me to go fuck myself because I disagreed with him about the nature of college classes, then, I mean, I guess that's our relationship now. But then he realized that he hadn't actually gotten an answer from me on whether or not I was going to go to my sister's stupid wedding. So he gets on Facebook and goes to the Idgehat Facebook page because I have refused to be his friend on Facebook.
I love that, though. That's so honest. It's like, yeah, we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, no, I've done it with both of my, like, no, it's just weird. Like, it'd be fine, but it's just, no, we're not Facebook
friends. You
don't
need your listeners interacting with your parents. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. No.
So he gets on there. He makes three posts. He says, your sister's getting married on August 30th. She would be pleased if you were there and happy for her. I just hope you will get over whatever negative thing going through your head when it comes to family before it's too late. So that's kind of dramatic. Then he posted, also, you may not like to hear it, but your ex-girlfriend is a bitch and royally effed you over. Is that why you have become the way you are today? Wow. You need to get over it and stop the self-destruction of yourself and those who care about you. Oh, that was actually the third one. The second one was, oh, and another thing, if you can shell out $50 a month for a storage unit, you can rent a U-Haul for a one-time fee and move your shit into your apartment to save money. Genius! Which is because I own a storage unit, and I mentioned it, and that, or
just
I'm renting.
Just another thing. Here's some tips on how to be more economically viable with your storage.
It's so,
genius.
It's so funny when he gets mad at me, because he starts, like, he starts coming at me with these weird little barbed, childish things. Like, when he, like, the last time he got really mad at me because I told him that Einstein didn't fail math, because he always gets mad at me about stupid shit. I told him Einstein didn't fail math. He got really, really mad and again started talking about how I think I'm so much smarter than everybody else, blah, blah, blah. And he started talking about how stupid my podcast is. Oh, he did that this time too. On the phone, he told me, have fun with your stupid website that doesn't make any sense. yeah, so I told him about this storage unit
I've
got.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a unicorn on there. Like, they say things that they think are insulting. Like, your website, it's crazy. Like, okay.
It's just so...
Nuts. You got me.
It's so weird because, like, I'm not really bothered by it, but he is actively trying to hurt me. which is just a really strange thing. And over something so stupid, but
does he know that he can't hurt you with like comments about your website?
I apparently not. But when he made that post about my ex-girlfriend, which is a weird thing, like I think both of my parents, like my last girlfriend after, we broke up, I went through a rough patch, I guess. And they both seem to think that that's like ruined me as a person. And that's why I don't like want to hang with them. But yeah, so he made that weird post about my ex-girlfriend and how she's royally fucked me over, which I don't even agree with. Like, I wasn't happy about us breaking up.
That's how
blind
at the time. You are, Kyle.
Yeah.
I would say it was poor circumstance.
Mm. You've gone robot again. Jesus Christ.
I heard that.
Well, anyway, I responded to that one and that one alone. And what I said was, ladies and gentlemen, my father. And then he responded again and he said, I knew it. How do you like it that I touched a nerve? You are the one creating the divide with your family. You choose to use your arrogant sarcasm in just a simple conversation and to patronize those you talk to. Go ahead, spend your life in self-pity. And then I liked that comment. But I need to restart the fucking stream again. So
this doesn't make any sense.
I'll be back. I'll call you guys back this time.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe
right.
I won't answer, huh?
Maybe. That would show me.
Tell me I was laughing.
All right, I'll be back. Okay, stream's back up. BAME's back up. BAME's is back up. I don't know if Patrick's going to pick up or not. Patrick?
Maybe.
Hey. So, are you enjoying this dad drama?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, we're getting another call. Britton's calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Britton, you still 16?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Send me pics.
Cool, man. What's up?
I just want to get in on all this stone cold nigga talk.
You want to talk about my cool dad?
Yeah.
My manager said I'm going to have to leave if that word gets...
No, it's okay. My dad really is a stone cold nigga.
No, but seriously, I live in LA, so don't, you know.
You want me to, like, modify...
Edit it or do CGI or however.
You want me to, like, modify your voice?
I'll modify my voice.
Okay. All right. Problem solved.
Hello? Can anybody understand me?
You sound like a real pop star now.
Great.
So, Britton, what did you want to say about my stone cold nigga dad?
Just how much of a stone cold nigga he is.
He's pretty street.
You don't get along with your parents at all, huh?
I can, but like, my mom gets real weepy about stuff. Like, she's accused me of lacking empathy and compassion because I didn't want to go to my sister's wedding. And my dad has a temper, and if you disagree with him, he gets really, really mad. So, and I don't see the point in trying to maintain that relationship. Like, trying to, you know, tiptoe around stuff to maintain it, because I haven't seen either of them in years anyway. And I'm all right. I don't understand the familial bonds, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's so weird. And it's like these people who, like, I have friends who get married, and they're getting married in a church. And I'm like, you don't go to church. You know, like, we're friends. You don't get married in a church. Like, what are you? Well, you know, like, her parents are religious, so, like... Yeah, are you guys?
Yeah, it's your wedding.
Like, I don't get a dog because my dad likes dog. Like, you know what I mean? You don't order seafood because your friend likes seafood when you're at a restaurant. You order what the fuck you want.
Right.
And this whole thing with, like, people, some people who listen to my show know this. Like, I'm kind of estranged from my sister a little bit because she decided it would be cool to bang her stepdad while her mom was still married to him and have kids with him, and they all live together like it's a happy compound, and they're both, her and her mom are pregnant at the same time by the guy, and like it's just like real Jerry Springery over there.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk to you anymore because I've got real problems. My car leaks oil.
Sure, yeah.
I don't need this shit to where, like, well, I'm trying to fuck my stepdad and have kids with them so that they can grow up with their uncle dad, brother, whatever. Like, that blows my fucking mind.
Yeah.
So I just cut those people loose out of my life. And I don't know what this thing is where we'll spend half of our lives trying to please our parents and waste the best years. And we could have been doing, I mean, it's just like, well, you know, I didn't want to do porn because my mom did, or I, you know, I wanted to be a comedian, but, you know, my dad wants me to be a doctor. It's just like, what the fuck are we doing?
Well, yeah, when I started doing a podcast, I initially didn't tell my parents about it because they weren't going to like it. You know, they weren't.
Plus, you got to explain what a podcast.
Yeah, true.
Old fucks.
But I did, I screwed up and I sort of told my mom that it existed, and then she found it and she started listening to it, and it only made her sad. Like, here and there, maybe she enjoyed it, but I think she was, I don't know if I've told you before, if you know, but my mom lives in Australia now. I guess she met a dude online who lives in Australia, and they became online romantic, and eventually she moved out there. But anyway, so I think she started listening to the show to, like, keep track of me, sort of, to keep connected or whatever. But she would hear the things I would say, and it would only make her sad. And I have two options at that point. I can either recognize that my mom is listening and try to tailor the show around that, or I can do the show that I want to do. So I just do the show that I want to do, and I just let the chips fall where they may, and that usually ends up being falling in the form of a sad email about how disappointed she is in something I said. Now, to be fair, one of the things I said that really upset her was was that if there was a porn site featuring her and my stepdad, that it would be called like Rotten Melons or something, and it would be like a shock site, like Two Girls, One Cup. So that's not nice. But at the same time, what my overall point was that the idea of my parents fucking is really gross.
Depends who you are, I guess.
But that's not the kind of thing like she was supposed to hear anyway. And the fact that it's that she could hear it, I just let it go. I don't know. I think people do things just because it's the done thing, though. When it comes to like family and weddings and stuff, like you said, like people get married and they'll get married in a church and they'll be like, well, the girl's parents are religious or whatever. But sometimes they do that stuff and they don't even have that as an excuse. It's just like, well, we're getting married, and you do that in a church. I think people do a lot of stuff like that just because it's the done thing. It's just the thing that you do. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to like family stuff, they just have it in their head that this is an important relationship.
If I get married, I can't imagine it being in a church. Like, I just...
Well, I have no intention of ever getting married, but if I did, I feel the same way. The last girlfriend that I had that I would
I'd
have
rather
even
be
considered.
At a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Well, the last girlfriend that I had, we had talked about marriage at some point, and she had wanted to have it in a church. And I was, I think I'd conceded on that. And we weren't even actually making plans. It was just like idle conversation. I'd conceded that we could have it in the church.
Sometimes it's like, because you don't give a fuck, it's like, yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't care, but I think it's stupid that you're doing this. So what do you care? But like the fight's not worth having, but it's still so dumb to just do.
Right. Well, and then
I almost don't want to marry a girl who's that weak-willed.
I sort of put my foot down on the idea that, okay, we could have it in that church. It was like a Unitarian church, some kind of non-denominational church. But I said that I didn't want to be married by like a religious official, like a pastor or priest or minister or whatever. Yeah. And she actually started crying about
either going to be Jamie Kennedy or nobody.
She actually started crying because I didn't want to have a religious official officiate this fictional wedding we weren't going to have.
Does she understand, like, by the way, like, whatever religious official she wants to do it, you don't recognize anyway. You know what I mean? It's just like, I know he has a cool hat, but or what the fuck ever.
Well, the dumbest part of it is, like, I if you ask me, I consider myself an atheist. I think she considered herself more of an agnostic, but she doesn't really recognize those religious officials either. So... it's not like she even had, you know, like, she's religious, so it's important to her. It wasn't even that. She just wanted it because that was the picture in her head. So I don't know. I think people do a lot of stuff like that. Like, they don't really think about it. It's just, this is the way it's done, and this is what we're going to do. I don't know. It sort of bothers me that people are like that. People don't really think that much about what they're doing. Or why, and that they just do things because it's the thing to do.
Have you seen that Portlandia sketch where they have you ever seen that show?
I've seen some
there's,
of it.
There's one where it's like, you know, they're like the same characters in every sketch, but different. Like,
yeah.
But there's one where he's like a punk dude, like he's got spikes in his head and everything, and she's like really weird and like a mystic, and they're getting married, and they're just like, we don't want our, you know, we don't want anything that's ever been done at this wedding. We don't want it, like, it doesn't matter, it's stupid, like, they don't care, but yet they care about every, they don't want anything. They have like a flaming Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
just like and then, you know, we're gonna wear black, and it's just like, what the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know,
funny sketch.
I wouldn't get married anyway. I think the whole thing's kind of dumb, but
no, especially not after your ex sent you reeling.
I know, she really fucked my life
That's
over.
That's why you're like this now.
I really ought to hate her.
That's why you're talking like my dad this. Now.
Yep, she's really ruined my relationship with my father. What a bitch!
You were a real dad to me, girlfriend.
I should message him back that she was more dad than he ever was. That get him.
Show him a picture of like a framed photo of him with her face taped over it.
I don't think I have any photos of my parents.
I burned them all.
Yep.
After I got broke up.
After
with.
I, yep, exactly. After I got dumped, I burned everything that reminded me of my parents. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't get married though. I think it's kind of silly. Patrick, would you can you date a religious girl? Are you still there?
Can I?
Like, for me, would you do it for me?
Yeah, send her over. But I dated a girl who was Catholic, which I don't know if counts as religious because she never went to church. We fucked like rabbits.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing, too. Like, I don't know.
It's like the Catholic thing blows my mind because it's just like a social club. It's just like,
yeah,
they all, you know, everybody will. It's so weird. They'll fuck before marriage, but they won't use a condom. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's the...
condom's a sin because it's birth control. Like, so he's fucking me like a dog with bunny ears on.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure WWJ wouldn't do that.
That picking and choosing stuff is weird to begin with, but that's especially weird that that's the thing that they would pick.
And then... So she made me go to Christmas Mass. I had never been to a Mass.
Yeah.
And it was just the most insane thing. Then I found out a couple months after we were dating, she told me she had had an abortion before. And that she would never be able to go to heaven because that was an unforgivable sin.
Whoops.
And now people have told me that that's not true, but it doesn't matter. She thought it was true.
Right.
And we still, you know, would have to go to midnight mass for Christmas. It's just like, what the fuck? You, in your mind, this is what's happening. You believe you can't get into heaven, yet you go to church and pray and do, like, what the fuck? And it wasn't like we were going with her parents or anything like that. It was like her and me. Well, that is insanity.
See, that's why I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
It's like running a race that you've already been told you can't win. And you're like, oh, okay, but.
But it's not even like the specific logistics of the things that they believe. Like in the case of like if I was dating a girl and she believed that we couldn't use contraception, it's not even that. I mean, that's fucking dumb and that would be a reason. But I couldn't respect someone who believes in magic. I can't. I couldn't date someone I couldn't respect, and I couldn't respect someone who believes in nonsense.
Yeah, magic. I'd rather date someone who believes in Magic the Gathering.
Well, yeah, that I'm fine with.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Because that's the theme of the wedding! You get a mage, and you... Okay. Well, that sucked all the air out of the room.
Okay. Yeah, well, we take Magic the Gathering real seriously around here, so you really put a damper on things.
Yeah, I was crying off mic.
I don't know how to say this, Patrick, but I actually am planning a Magic the Gathering wedding, so it's kind of hurtful when you mock it like that. Well, yeah, so my dad's still crazy.
Well, at least he's not dead.
This is an ongoing thing on the show, my dad being crazy.
You know my parents are dead?
I did. You know what's weird? This is a terrible thing to say, but I think when the time...
I just had a terrible thought.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think when the time comes and my parents do kick off, I don't think I'm going to be as upset about it as I probably should be.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to go to the funeral.
Well, I probably won't do that either.
Yeah, the bad thing about that is they're not going to die at the same time, and you're going to have to hear from the other one.
Yeah, well.
Or they don't talk, so.
I can arrange for the simultaneous death.
It's not like your dad's going to go to your mom's funeral, right?
I wouldn't think so. But then again, I don't know how that's going to go down with her living in Australia. I assume it will be there. I assume they're not going to ship the body back to America for the kids, but I don't know.
God.
But yeah, I'm done with funerals. I've had a couple grandparents die, and I've been supposed to go to funerals, and I'm done with funerals. Funerals they don't do anything for the dead, obviously. And they just make me uncomfortable. And they're usually not even that much about the person who died because they're usually religious affairs. So it starts being about like God and stuff. And I don't know. I don't really need to sit around a box with a dead person in it. Like, I get it. They're dead. That sucks.
Yeah. If I wanted that, I'd go in my other room.
Yeah, exactly. I've got that at home.
We all have a basement.
Yeah. So I guess that's my big problem is I'm done with most normal things.
There was a comic in Florida. I just thought of this. There was a comic in Florida. He was an old man, and he would put on like a Dickies jumpsuit, like a janitor jumpsuit. To do his act, and he was so creepy, but he had one of the funniest jokes. He just goes, "My grandson came up to me and asked me where do babies come from, and I was like, the ones in the basement came from Ecuador." The ones in the basement.
Is that a dead baby joke, Patrick?
Okay.
There's nothing funny about the death of a precious infant. So...
Ecuadorian babies.
Yeah, they're not even real people.
Oh God, I'm sick.
Do you know a friend of mine married a girl from Venezuela?
That's disgusting.
Also, she has some
what if that was the reaction?
That's not even a real place where people live.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it is. My uncle married a girl from Venezuela.
Yeah,
that Venezuela lady, her Twitter profile has some weeaboo picture on it. It's disgusting.
My uncle married a former Miss Venezuela.
Let's
see if I can find a picture of her.
Wow.
Because I just remembered that. How about that for a news breaking, you know, something.
So she won Venezuela, huh?
I don't know if you win the country.
I think you do.
Ooh, that would be a hell of a price.
Is her name Vanessa? I think everybody in Venezuela is named Vanessa.
No, her name was... See, everybody. This is going to sound so made up. We called her Vinny because she was from Venezuela. I'm not shitting you. Everybody called her Vinny. And her real name was the insurance company, I think, or Aetna.
MetLife.
I think that was her
Geico.
Name. Geico. Yeah. We called her State Farm. It was very weird. Anyway, I don't even know if Venezuela has a website, but...
Venezuela.org.
You know a country's good if it has a website. North Korea has one.
Oh God, I can't breathe. Anyway, maybe I don't even know if that's her name or I just made that up. So,
well, I'm not impressed.
Wow. Okay, well, even if it's fake, it's a better made-up story than you came up with.
I don't make up stories. So. That's all my stories are true. Like, on the last episode, I said that I date boys from orphanages. True things.
Why would I lie?
Maybe that's why my dad's upset. Not because I date boys from orphanages, but because I'm gay.
Well, I'm into that, so. I once hugged a gay.
Did you?
So tight he died because I strangled that faggot.
That's
Have you ever taken Xanax?
No. I've taken Vicodin once.
So when Moody and I went down to, and I don't bring up Chip Chip Chris because you don't know him, but Moody and I went to.
I know Chip Chip Chris.
You do know Chip Chip Chris?
Well, I don't know him personally, but I've spoken to him before.
Get out of my diary. We all went to Mexico, and I bought some Mexican Xanax. And I took them on my morning show the other day, P-Melt in the morning. And it made me sleep for about 11 hours.
Were you real relaxed?
So don't do that.
I took a Vicodin once, and it didn't do anything. I know a Vicodin and a Xanax aren't the same thing, but everybody kept telling me how awesome it was taking Vicodin. Oh, it's so great. But I took it, and it didn't do anything. So I'm pretty much immune to drugs.
I got some drugs you're not immune to.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
A couple lines of coke.
I've never done coke. I might like it.
A couple of no one does coke, and then they're just like, ah, boo.
I don't know. I could see somebody doing coke.
Well, I don't enjoy it because it's nearly ruined my life. No, because I don't like the way it like makes your – it makes me do what I'm doing now with this nose, which I hate. It's miserable. And I probably shouldn't have done all that coke.
I like Adderall. I'm not immune to Adderall.
Adderall's good. MDMA is good. Look, a couple sacks of heroin.
You doing by the sack?
Chase that dragon. I do it in my sack. I inject it. Something about when it mixes with the cum.
Woo. I have to keep that in mind. I've never done heroin. I've never done MDMA. I haven't done enough drugs. If only I had some friends, I could do some drugs.
Yeah, well.
Or some money.
No, I would mooch off my friends. They're drugs.
That's oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come and knock on our drugs.
Ugh.
We've been doing lots of drugs. Where the drugs are all mine, the drugs are mine. Give me all your drugs.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
None of my jokes are hitting tonight.
No, that was really good. The drug song.
Thanks.
It was like that Three's Company.
Oh, do you know what it was? It was E.T.
The Venezuelan lady?
Yeah. E-T-E-N-A. But it was pronounced...
Etna.
Yeah, that's not that hard to pronounce. I don't know why we all called her Vinny. Oh, yeah, we were just racist.
Well, maybe everybody just calls people from Venezuela by nicknames based on Venezuela. Because
everybody from Venezuela gets called Vinny.
Well, because...
The guys with an I, the girls with an E.
The guy I know who married a Venezuelan chick, he calls her Vane. Which I was told was because her name is Vanessa, but maybe it's just because it sounds kind of like Venezuela. I think we really cracked the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we could put a pen in this one.
Venezuela.
It's a really good show.
That's the show?
Mm-hmm. It's over. Good night, everybody.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I've been considering quitting.
I would put that out on my test feed.
I've been considering quitting.
Yeah, there's too many shows. Get out of here, kid.
Yeah.
You should do it.
I probably should.
You should kill yourself before you quit, before your last show. I'm really going to get a guy in here with some squibs one day and really kill myself on air and make people wonder. Like, just leave the feed running.
Just like
fall, collapse out of frame.
You go all out like the beginning
yeah,
of RoboCop.
Yeah, but like make it, yeah, just make it blast blood against the back wall, full out, and just leave the stream running and time the cops.
What if instead of the cops, you just like a bunch of pizzas showed up? Would you be really disappointed?
If well, first of all, when the cops show up, you could take that kind of like meeting friends. One time someone called the cops on Zipperfish Jim, and he came back to the camera and was like, ha! I made new friends.
Joke's on you.
That'd
guys.
Only be if you had some cool Spider-Man heads to show him.
He asked for their number, and they just gave him their badge number, and he tried to call it.
911.
Yeah. Yay. You are Tony and Rock working tonight? Nope. Well, this is real quiet, man. You know, I'm trying to text. Oh, great. Bunch of nerds showing up in my chat.
Did you do a show tonight?
Time?
Did you do a show tonight?
No. I followed my advice.
I should have. Oh, God. Last week's show was pretty good.
All of this, we can edit down 20 minutes.
I don't even edit them anymore.
No, me neither. Why would I? It's not like anybody joins my overdose.
Join the overdose. NL overdose.
Dot stuff on your
Venezuela.webs.com.
Browser buddy.
Download the Bonsai buddy.
Did you go to college, Kyle?
No. Well, I took a couple community college art classes, but no, not really.
Me too.
Oh, we've gone robot again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I might just give up on this one. This is pathetic.
It's like time to kill yourself.
Hold on. I don't hear any difference.
Yeah, it's just the incoming audio on my end.
Great. Suddenly you're so important, your end.
Yeah.
Well, on this end, it sounds great. So if you just want to record.
Yeah, come on. Don't be so selfish.
I mean, I've been running tape anyway.
Guys, say robot things that a robot would say. Like, say, hi, I'd like some bolts to eat.
Hi, I'd like some bolts to eat.
There we go. That's the stuff.
That's I the need spirit. Oil. I would like bolts in my pussy.
I love screws.
Okay, now pretend that you're slowly coming to the realization that you're capable of love.
What are these doki dokis in my heart?
I don't like that kind of talk, but okay.
Okay, now weld some automobile parts.
This is starting to feel less like a one-man play and more like a sweatshop.
I'm just trying to get off here, so...
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Well, I should restart the stream, but I think I might just give up on this one.
Why? We're having so much fun.
I should have followed my gut.
Down to Pizza Hut.
I did follow it there. I did follow it there. Why didn't I trust it on this
restart
doing a show?
Restart it. Call back, you pussy. Stop being a fag.
Fine. All right. I'll call you back.
Have 10 seconds to comply.
Okay. Bye. We're back.
I run away. I got no troubles. You.
Listen to you guys. You sound like real people.
Yeah.
Not even androids or nothing. So what do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know, but I could use some cheese sticks.
Well, I ate them all.
Can you Skype some over? How do you eat it? How many come in an order?
Four or five. Probably five.
This is another thing pizza places really got us with. How did they convince us that, like, more crust was a side dish?
Well, it's got cheese on it.
No, but I mean, okay, if by that logic, if, like, we were sitting down at a Italian restaurant, and for the appetizer, I just brought you out noodles with cheese and no sauce, and that's the equivalent of what they're doing to you.
Mac and cheese, you mean?
Okay. You know, I don't have to take this. Yeah, but yes, if I brought you macaroni and cheese as a fucking... They did that too. Don't they have pasta now?
At Pizza Hut, I think, they have.
Yeah, what are they? All their side dishes are just like pizza without something.
Like, I don't know, man. Those, like, cheese sticks are good.
Breadsticks don't have marinara, but then you dip it in marinara. Now you're building your own pizza.
It's just before a pizza your with pizza. No pepperoni on it.
You don't understand.
It's madness.
You don't understand. The cheese sticks are different because they have little crumbles of Parmesan on them.
It's the same way that you get chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant. It's like, I'm about to order a tortilla with salsa on it with chicken.
Well, you gotta,
no matter what you're getting, that's on it.
You got to have the premium grays.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if we all just ate until we were full and stopped and didn't pre-game our meals?
Well, I'd be a lot less jolly.
Like I said, I sauteed green beans tonight. You know how I feel?
Terrible.
Wow.
Stomach is churning. All I can think about is pizza.
You think you're so much smarter than everybody else?
No.
No wonder you don't have any friends.
Who cares that, like, you and I hanging out on the phone is becoming a regular thing on Fridays? That's healthy. I'm into that.
Yeah. We're real pals now. You want to take this relationship to the next level?
Officially date?
Yeah.
Oof. I'm going robot-y.
Does not compute.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's happened again. And it's such an inopportune time. So is that a no then?
Negative.
Wow. Way to completely F me over. Now I really hate my parents.
I'm going to start telling your dad.
You want my dad's number? I mean, your dad's dead, and I'm not using him, so.
You want my dad's number?
He's not using it? Yes.
Oh, God, because he's dead. My parents are dead. Send me money. Pew, 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 laser. My whole intro.
You have, like, the air horn sound effect.
My parents are dead. Send me money. Oh, God. Oh, man. Dead parents are so funny. I wish my parents would die so I could have some jokes.
And some cash.
For only 30 cents a day, you can support this 35-year-old boy.
Oh, I really don't have... I got nothing.
I have an article, I guess.
Oh, yeah? Bames, you want to be the news girl?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm the news bunnies.
Did you hear that? Well, before you do that, let's talk about a real story. Did you hear about that guy in Minnesota who killed those kids breaking into his house and recorded it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, wasn't that like a year ago, or is this another guy?
Yeah, well, he just got sentenced or whatever, but Jesus.
Yeah, he executed them.
Well, the audio's out.
Yeah, I think I heard part of it on, I think I heard it on Red Bar.
Yeah, nobody likes onions.
Yeah. See, I try not to bring stuff up that I've heard other people talk about already, so.
Oh, yeah, you should do news stories only you know about.
Well, that does make it a little difficult.
But, inside eye.
But I really
only talk about murders you personally encounter and have not reported yet.
I really do that, though, because I worry that once I've heard somebody else talk about it, that that's going to be what's in my head and I'm just going to end up repeating it.
Well, that's crazy. And there's no way to live in this world. And that's probably why she left you.
Yeah. That's why I hate my parents. Did you ever kill a kid?
No comment.
Bames?
Do you know, let me tell you how high I am. I really, while I was formulating that answer in the split second, I really had to ask myself if I've ever killed anyone.
Have I
ever? That really happened in my head.
I didn't get the last
what
hit
the
on
fuck?
Mine.
You know, is it weird that
No, I really had to ask myself, you haven't killed anyone, right? Like, what the fuck?
Is it weird that on some level, it's a little sad to me that I probably won't ever kill anyone?
It's like one of it's got to be one of the most like
underrated
amazing, cathartic
yeah,
experience.
It's just an experience that I'll never have.
They should have like people who are on death row
like you should be able
should
to
just
go
be
in
a
and
fee that you
yeah.
pay at an amusement park. Like you can pick your map.
Yeah,
like Call of Duty.
Well, I think it is pretty easy to become an executioner.
No, I don't want to do it with like, oh, I inject you with this and then you sleep. I don't want that.
Yeah,
I want to fight you in Sarajevo.
Would you be opposed to like a group thing? Like if they brought back firing squads and you could be on the squad, but there'd be other people there too.
There'd be like pros shadowing you, and if he was ever gonna kill you first, they kill him. Do you know what I mean? Like if you were like laying low to like snipe him and he was coming, he won't have any weapons, but if he came up behind you with like a brick or something.
So they'll just let him out. It'll be like the most dangerous game. You'll be hunting him.
Yeah, you hunt him.
Yeah, okay.
But you get to study the map. You can hide weapons or wherever. You get access to set it up however you want, and he has no clue. He's just released into it.
And there's not really much danger to you because of the snipers.
Right. Like, yeah, you're being shattered by, like, a SEAL team.
How much do you think a thing like this would run?
Upwards of $50.
Count me out then.
That's 40 like a character guy elderly. Who can't estimate prices.
that money goes to my storage unit, so I'm too dumb
well,
to rent a
U-Haul. King, what do you think, I'm made of coin?
Oh, hey, where's NLO coin?
There was word that it may be out tonight, but probably not.
So none of us have ever killed anybody, huh?
No. God, that does suck.
Yeah, we're so lame.
There are people who've killed like hundreds.
This must be why I'm not cool.
Thousands.
Isn't it kind of funny that like, I mean, this isn't an original observation in any way, but that like people from the military come home.
Those peanuts they give you on airlines.
But people from the military, they go out and they kill people and then they come home and they live a normal life.
No, not only that, I've been watching Game of Thrones. I don't know if you watch it.
No.
But it just reminds you of like what a different time it was. Like
a
dude would just mouth off and get stabbed and then they just turn back and finish their conversation. And like, what the fuck? Like people would be eating in like a tavern or wherever, and like someone will come in, start a problem, kill four people, and everyone else just eats and like
yeah. And in like the old West, they would have duels.
And there would be like, dragons.
It's insane. Like, they'd be talking to the king. And, like, one guy disagrees and steps forward and, like, disagrees. And, like, the other guy's like, what do you know? And then they get in a fight. And then they just start fighting. And one of them kills the other one. And then the other one just keeps talking to the king. Like, it's just like... And no one said anything. There wasn't, like, an official start to this. Or, like, he didn't get to go say goodbye to his family first. It's insane. Like, it was just, it's just madness. And I have no doubt that's actually how it was. Even, like, in the Wild Wild West. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's just nuts.
Killing used to be a lot easier. These days, you got to get permits.
Yeah. So much bureaucracy you got to go through if you want to just murder a man.
It is kind of funny, though, yeah, to think about, like, back in the day, somebody dying or killing people, it wasn't as big a deal. And now it, like, completely blows our minds.
Like, yeah.
Like, somebody shoots up a school.
Take another step. Like, we hear about a shooting here and go about our day. But, like, over in London, like, they don't have shootings as much, but they have, like, some guy who will just go apeshit and hack somebody up.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you know, businesses will close. It's insane.
Well, like, when a school shooting or whatever happens here, like, it doesn't. I mean, on some level, it bothers me. Like, a school shooting isn't cool, but it doesn't really bother
it's
me.
It's kind of cool.
Well, sort of. But
you remember when the new kid would come in your class and people would be like, who's that? And everybody would be like, that's the kid that shot up his last school.
Oh, man, he's so cool.
They just let him go back. Just made him move.
I am disappointed that they always end up killing themselves.
I don't know if it would matter. We're never going to get, like, a badass interview. Interview him in, like, 25 years. I want them to interview the 17-year-old.
Yeah, everybody's kind of a pussy about that now. Like,
so weird.
The argument, I guess, is if like, somebody shoots up a school and then you put them all over the news, then you've given them what they want. But, I mean...
Yeah, guess what? You kill 28 people, you get to be famous.
Yeah, that's great. I think you've earned a little airtime.
Right.
That takes balls.
Like, yeah, you should be known if you killed 30 kids. Yeah.
I mean, what's the net worth? Know that. Kids? At least $300.
It's always funny to me when somebody who does something
we're
like that.
To do reverse psychology on him. He's shooting up the halls. Everybody ignore him. Just face forward. Do your lessons. Like.
It's always funny to me when somebody does something crazy like that and then people start calling them cowards. It's like, do you even know what the word coward means?
Stop diving under your desks. Just ignore him. He can't shoot us all. Like,
them kids were the cowards.
What do they want us to do? Yeah, it's crazy. You're going to be on TV now. Like,
yeah, and I want to know about it. Like, I mean, I want to know about it just because I think it's interesting. But isn't it good for people to know about it? Like, why it happened?
People who are going to shoot up a fucking school are going to shoot up a school. Do you know what I mean?
Not if we didn't put the last guy on TV.
No, that guy's not convincing anyone to shoot up a school.
Could you imagine, like, you're sitting around at home, and maybe they're, like, you've thought about shooting up a school?
I fantasize about, like, traffic violence and road, like, all day. But you know where I cut it off doing it? Like,
but could you imagine, though, you're sitting around and you've had these thoughts, but you never really thought you would act on them. But then you see on the news some guy, they put him on the news and you're like, oh, man, I'm totally going to do it now. They put the last guy on the news.
Well, I didn't want to be the first guy to do it.
I want
now
to
that
see
I know there's a market for this.
I want another one of those DC snipers to come out. Like, that was the most terrifying thing I've lived through.
That was pretty crazy.
It was just so crazy because it was so random. Like, that dude was just shooting kids, getting off buses, people pumping gas, coming out of a restaurant. That's insanity. That's how you strike terror in people. You know what I mean? Economies were affected because of that. People didn't leave their homes for weeks. Like, that's how you instill terror. You don't bomb the biggest building in New York City. You bomb a mall in Kansas City. You bomb a mall in fucking Duluth. You just do these random fucking things. And then every month, just like it could be anywhere. Who fucking knows who's next? You don't bomb Los Angeles, you bomb Orange County.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, I'm available for consulting.
Oh, man, we need more murders.
Download my browser, buddy.
It really makes life exciting. People don't want to admit, but I love a good crazy story. I love that plane missing story.
It's kind of funny how safe we actually are.
I know. It's boring.
And people, they freak out over, you know, bad shit happens, but they freak out over it like it's going to happen to them. And it's almost certainly not.
I have a pretty good shoot bang gun story. I posted in the Skype chat.
Still trying to play News Girl?
Yeah, sure. It has a really funny headline.
Allison Rosen. Police shooting frenzy raises concerns. That is pretty
something
funny.
About the word frenzy.
To me, it's the raises concerns part. like that's not normal. Like a police shooting frenzy wouldn't normally raise concerns, but this time it did.
Police shooting frenzy raises eyebrows.
Which one?
On December 10th in Miami, more than two dozen police officers from across Miami-Dade County converged on a blue Volvo that had crashed in the backyard of a townhouse on 65th Street. As the car was wedged helplessly between a light pole and a tree, nearly a minute passed before officers opened up, firing approximately 50 bullets at the car and the two unarmed men inside the vehicle. The two men inside the car survived that initial volley of gunfire, according to witnesses, who said they could see the men moving inside the Volvo. Everything went quiet for nearly 2 minutes before the officers opened up a second time, unleashing an unrelenting torrent of bullets that lasted almost 25 seconds.
See, even cops use torrent.
An unrelenting bit torrent.
By the time it was over, the two men inside the car were dead.
Have you seen the animation?
Oh, yeah, I saw that there was an animation.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it. Let me see. The best mattress. Oh, hold on. There's a mattress commercial.
Oh, good. It seems like an opportune time to sell mattresses.
Yeah. You like laying down like bodies? Jerome's.com. Jerome's.com for your mattress needs.
Now at 11, terrifying images South Florida will never forget. A man on a drug-fueled rampage robs a store, then shoots an officer. But what happens next? No one ever expected.
Shooting this wild, man. Just shooting all over the place, man.
And by 5 a.m. on December 10th, every cop in South Florida was looking for Adrian Montesano. CBS 4 News has spent the last 5 months piecing together what happened when police finally found him just before sunrise. And as CBS 4 investigator Jim DeFiti shows us, as bad as it was, it could have been far worse.
That's fun. I like that.
I wasn't watching it.
No, but just a shooting rampage spree through the city?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Just shooting.
Yeah. But the real part is that they surrounded his vehicle and a total of 23 officers fired a total of at least 377 rounds.
Wow.
Yeah, they surrounded his car. Two policemen were hit by bullets.
Yeah, but to be on an average night at Walgreens, how many are they going through? 270, 280? Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that two cops were hit because they were just standing in a circle firing at this car for like half a minute.
Well, here's how you know you're not in a good neighborhood. When it says Walgreens, below that it says Pharmacia.
Oh,
okay, that's not a good part of Miami.
I like the writing in this article. Like the cops unleashed an unrelenting torrent of bullets.
It's like a fan of he's writing like fan fiction.
Yeah, and then further,
Montesano and Valdez were killed by the dozens of rounds that tore through their bodies.
Yeah, he says bullets were sprayed everywhere. It was like the Wild Wild West, man, crazy. That's a quote, I guess, from
Wicked Wild Wild.
Got to interview some guy who has nothing to contribute. Always, it was like the Wild Wild West, man, crazy.
Yeah, like I like to imagine like 23 like portly cops with like walrus mustaches just standing there firing for like a half a minute.
They're probably excited. They don't get to do this a lot.
God, there were so many of them.
If I was a cop, I would be itching to shoot somebody.
So many units flooded the area. SRT commanders are complaining they can't reach the scene because the streets are blocked.
The sound of gunfire was deafening, literally deafening. Yeah, this guy's getting into this article.
Yeah, he's like jerking while he writes it. Jim, where's that article? It's coming.
The shooting is being reviewed by both the state attorney's office and the Miami-Dade His Police Department.
I give it a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
His name's actually Jim.
Yep.
He looks like a guy who would jerk while he wrote it. That faced fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is a long article.
He looks like an older me.
As the smoke cleared and the sun begins to rise, officers dragged Montesano and Valdez's bodies from the car.
It's written like a script. Exterior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking loves it.
Dolly shot.
As the smoke cleared, the officers walked off into the sunset.
Were you there?
I'd like to imagine this guy. I didn't watch the video. I only saw his headshot. But I like to imagine this Jim DeFeatty guy there with
like a short story. Hell of a day, said McClintock. Hell of a day. And it's just and curtain.
Jim DeFeatty's just crouched there in the bushes with a vest on, it's scribbling Jim in DeFeatty. A notebook.
I got a Jim DeFeatty.
he inserts himself into the story.
Like as I stood there, pencil in hand, watching Sergeant
sweat beating down my chin.
sweat glistening on his brow.
When she walked into the bar, there'd be trouble.
Oh, news.
Also, there's an ad on the site here where you can buy the Return to Love Mother's Day bouquet.
Oh, good.
There's a few.
Oh, there's a link to the best swimsuit shops in Miami.
Okay. Way to use real geolocation on the ads. Aren't we at a place where you can stop giving me ads to local Miami businesses? If I live in Michigan or California.
Patrick, why don't you ad block these ads?
I don't know how to install that. And plus, I think it's illegal and I don't want to get in trouble with the police.
Oh, I love getting shot at.
Yeah, you've seen what happens if you get in trouble with the police around here.
Yeah, they can't even get to your house because of all the police.
I heard you've been blocking ads. Well, I'm about to block up your arteries with lead.
It's also a little funny that the second guy in the car just like had no idea what was going on.
Did you feel bad if you were killing somebody?
If I was a cop, no.
No, if it was like for sport.
Oh, well, who are they? Do I not know? Are
it's
they just
criminal? Like we set up this thing we talked about.
Okay. Well, what was their crime? I mean, it must have been pretty bad.
It's been punishable. It's been deemed punishable by death by the courts.
Wow. You know?
That's a separate branch of government. Don't worry about it.
It matters to me. Because if it was like a hate crime, I'm a fan of those.
Well, if it's a hate crime, I want to pick the guy who's getting killed for that because I don't want like the guy who's like I don't want Jack Bauer out there against me. Or someone else good who's real.
I think if I really had to kill somebody, I could do it, but I would feel pretty bad afterward.
Well, if you get that's the thing, if you get put in this map and it's this game, when they're coming at you or when you see them, your instincts are going to take over and you're just going to do it.
What if, like, it's really hard, though? Like, I have a really hard time hunting him down and we end up out there for a long time and then something goes wrong. Like, I break my ankle or something and he comes to, like, help me. And then, like, we bond over that and we become buddies and then we turn against the sniper team.
Coming this fall.
Well, it seems like a stretch, but look, you can, like I said, you can rig the map however you want. If you want to put a a beacon on him so you know where he is at all times. You could do that. You could just chase him and wound him.
Just
shoot his feet in his hands.
Just an old-fashioned chasing wound.
More so than wanting to kill somebody. I'd love to defeat somebody.
I just want to wound somebody multiple times over the course of a week. Just keep wounding him.
You want to like shoot his leg one day, bring him a bottle of water the next. Really confuse him.
Yeah.
He's all Munchausen up.
Playing lots of mind games with him.
Yeah. Until he bows to you and claims to be your servant.
I'm sick of you playing games with my heart, shooting me with these arrows.
Yeah, shoot him with arrows. That's more
fun. Yo, I saw this picture. I don't know where, but it was like some picture of a cat that got shot with an arrow. And, of course, people are really mad about that. But that's the funniest thing ever. Somebody seeing a cat in this through the sights of, like, their bow and being like, hell yeah.
And not even eating all the cat.
Not even going after it to kill it, because the cat's fine. They just tagged it.
I saw...
Oh, it had an arrow through it and it was alive?
Yeah, it just got, like, hit in the belly.
Oh, yeah, that's not important.
Cats are resilient.
I dare you to not hit me in my belly.
Who's just hanging out with a bow and arrow, though?
I don't know. Girls.
Fucking women, I'll never understand them.
Fucking chicks, am I right?
They're always just standing around practicing archery. Bet it was a crossbow.
That would be a bolt.
Crossbows are badass.
Crossbows are badass.
If it was a crossbow, it would have gone through the cat.
Girls, man.
Girls and they fucking arrows.
Oh, here's the link to the cat.
That's not. I don't need it.
You don't want to see the arrow cat?
No.
Oh, wait. Come on. Wait, this is supposed to be like a...
No.
I thought there was an image here.
Oh.
It's a video.
I clicked the wrong link anyway.
Oh, I remember it being a picture of an ugly, ugly cat.
Cat found with arrow lodged in its body. $2,000 reward offered for info leading to arrest.
Cat bounty.
Whoa. Breaking news. Somebody shot a cat.
Right on target, but the object is someone's cat.
What a hilarious way to start.
His aim was right on target. It was excellent.
Well, his aim was great. We got to give him that.
Poor choice of target, however.
What a weird way to start that news segment. Okay.
He rushed Archie into surgery today after someone shot an arrow through his leg. Not knowing who did this leaves a lot of people on edge.
There you go, Patrick. This is your DC sniper.
Oh, fuck.
People are all worried.
You just shoot one cat.
His shooting frenzy didn't raise a concern.
I wouldn't want to be a cat outside when there's an arrow man around.
It's in his fucking head. I can't.
Obviously, shooting an arrow like this in the city, you don't know what it's going to hit. God forbid it hit a child.
These people firing their arrows up.
That cat looks so annoying. He's just like, really?
Did they bring in an arrow expert?
Today, like, I need a hole in the head.
Did they bring in an expert on archery? There's an old man standing there in a jacket that looks vaguely like a couch, holding an arrow, going, you know, if you shoot an arrow in the city, you never know what you're going to hit.
Human being. Didn't Forrest Gump used to say that?
Yeah.
Shoot an arrow in the city, you never know what you're going to get.
Hit a cat.
How cruel can it get? How about cool can you get?
There's no reason in the world why a person
It could get crueler. He could be dead.
A cat. When they're in somebody's yard.
Mark Langan with Nebraska Humane Society took KETV News.
Wow, they took that cat to the emergency room.
Show us the cat.
I like to imagine the cat was really annoying.
Langan
them.
Believes the shooter put this cat in a lot of pain on purpose.
Totally impaled.
Did they immediately call the news when they found their cat with an arrow?
I would.
Jackpot.
Hello, Channel 6. You are not going to believe this.
It'd be in this order. Instagram, news, friends.
And then Facebook.
Yes. Because they got the news crew down there at the animal emergency room. Oh, man,
I'd bring him inside and charge admission.
The amazing perforated cat.
You can pour water down its mouth to watch it pour out the hole.
Through one leg. You can see the back end of the arrow and the front end of the arrow going right through the leg. This poor cat was shot with this arrow, somehow found its way into a guy's yard who called us.
Wednesday afternoon near 68th and Pacific. Nearby neighbors tell me the cat belongs to an older woman. Witnesses say she was beside herself when she...
Wait, the news went to the animal hospital to hang with the cat and they don't even know who the cat belongs to? They had to ask the neighbors? This story seems fishy to me.
I'm laughing at the picture of the cat with the arrow through its head.
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at, because this cat got shot through the leg.
Oh, jeez. That's hardcore. It went right through its head.
Yeah. That's what I said. I need this like I need a hole in my head.
Aw, kitty.
I like to imagine that cat still has the arrow. Just an accessory.
Yeah, he's like, leave it in.
Stuff off it.
Leave it in. The chicks will dig it.
Yeah. Sexy. Just grab that cat by its arrow.
Yeah, just and you can like sling it around like a toy, just from its brain skin.
Do you ever see the video of the like Russian girl throwing puppies into a river?
No,
it was pretty good. I laughed at it.
That breaks my heart. See, little animals breaks my heart.
I laughed at it at the time. I wouldn't throw puppies in the river, and I think it's a mean thing to do.
I don't know how anybody could like see a kitten or a dog and just be like, "No, kill that thing!" Like, no, Jesus, man.
I don't either. But I laughed at it at the time because the video. It's this.
Well, yeah, it's the same as the knockout game. Like, it's horrible, but it's so funny to watch videos.
It's so funny because it's like this young girl and she's having a ball. Like she's going like wee as she throws puppies into the river, and it's like just these little fur balls. She's pulling them out of a bucket and throwing them in the river, and she's having the time of her life. And it's just, I don't know, it was so funny. But when I laughed at it at the time, people were like, "I don't know, you're crazy." I also laughed at that video though of the like soldier throwing a puppy out in like the desert. I don't know if you saw that one either.
I also laugh at that video of those Arab guys kicking that donkey off a cliff. Because it lands on its head.
Yeah, that's why I want to see one of those Russian guys who's like walking on top of buildings just fall. Like, oh yeah? How'd that work out, stupid?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all those videos of them like getting really up high on like...
Dude, does it make you nauseous?
Yeah. And then they'll like hang from it and do pull-ups.
Yeah, and it'll be like soaking wet, and they'll be like just hanging with one hand over the edge. It's just like, Jesus.
God, remember that video of that cow truck tipping over?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, his whole truck tips over and all.
Worst Taco Bell commercial ever.
All these cows come tumbling out end over end.
And they don't even care.
Just cow legs in the air. And then they just get up and kind of walk it off.
That's not how you make a milkshake.
Man, animals getting fucked up.
Yeah, that should be like a TV show or something.
It would,
though. There's this video that does not exist on YouTube anymore because I have tried to find it, of this eagle throwing a goat off a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
While in the background it plays like Slayer. It's the coolest thing ever.
I only like slapsticky videos of animals getting hurt, though. Like, if you had like a close up video of somebody stabbing a puppy or something, that wouldn't be funny to me.
Yeah,
but like when you added
like a boing sound effect to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be arousing to me, but not funny.
Yeah, shameful.
Yeah. But yeah.
Sometimes the funniest things are the ones that get me the hardest.
Sometimes I just watch porn for hours and laugh.
Yeah.
Most porn sites have a comedy category.
Do they?
Yeah. At least they did back when I visited porn sites more frequently.
I think you're thinking of the Asian category.
Or the black.
Man, Japanese porn. Can't do it. They blur out the genitals and they all cry.
Mm-hmm. They don't blur those awful pubes.
Well, they don't blur them enough. They're so big, you can still see it through the blur.
Yeah. Oh,
you're so big.
Okay.
Oh, you're so big.
I've seen hot Japanese girls, but I would never want to fuck one because they'd just cry the whole time.
We haven't seen a hot Japanese
girl. I have. They have like three of them, I think.
Yeah, on that tour. that tour they bring them on, the attractive ones.
They just drive them around on a flatbed truck through town.
Just in a blimp.
I heard they fly them there by piece and reassemble them in each city. Like a Godzilla.
The girls just turn into planes.
What do you think about the new Godzilla?
I heard that the Japanese think that he looks fat.
Yeah. Which, that's a pretty big claim, considering that awful thyroid monster costume that the Japanese used for like three movies.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird when I heard about that, because he's always been fat.
Also, you need a little more girth when you're not fighting a turtle.
He's always been fat. Like, that's the design.
Fat bottom of Godzilla.
I mean, isn't he basically like in the, like, the more, I haven't seen a lot of Godzilla movies, but
isn't
I think.
He's a dragon, right? Like, he's a Komodo type dragon.
I think they sort of like play him almost like a sumo wrestler, though.
No, he's like a monitor lizard. He's like a dragon, like a Komodo dragon. Like,
I guess.
Right?
I don't know. He's a.
If you had to compare him to a real life animal, then yes.
If you compared him to a real life animal, he's like a monitor lizard. He's got to be some kind of lizard.
Well, yeah. That trailer, the Asia trailer for the new Gojira. It has some kind of flying monster in it, but it doesn't look like Mothra.
Yeah, I read something about that. I don't remember. It was a while ago, but something about like they didn't get all the licensing rights or something, so it might be some new made up thing. I don't know. I never was into Godzilla, though.
God knows that the Mothra license holder is real stingy. They're just like, no.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't pursue it. I don't know. I don't know that much about, like, Godzilla lore anyway, though.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not into Godzilla. I don't like Godzilla.
What about the Matthew Broderick one?
Election?
Yeah. Election, where he and Reese Witherspoon had all those baby Godzillas.
Yeah.
That's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies.
God,
why it's Italian?
Oh, that's a lot of babies. Yeah, oh, no,
that's a spicy baby.
It's
a
me.
Godzilla talks.
Matthew Broderick.
I'd love it if Godzilla was Italian.
I love it. It's a movie. Reese Witherspoon. Magnifico.
Oh God, that's the second time I've snorted. Oh no. Did you see that Pacific Rim, Patrick? That had Godzillas in it.
Yes, I did.
Did you love it?
It had, what do they call them?
Kaiju.
Yeah, that's what I call fat girls now. Ah, it's a kaiju! It makes Target fun.
Well, giant monsters. The world could use some more giant monsters. It's another thing. That and murder are two things that I'll never experience, and it makes me sad.
When are we going to get a real-life Mechanicong?
Oh, wow. It sounds like a deep cut. I don't think I know Mechanicong. Is that just a big robot?
A pick.
King Kong?
Yeah.
King Kong and Godzilla fought once, didn't they?
Yes. One time Japan made a King Kong 7. Movie. They also, I think the movie that Mechanicong is from is Japanese.
Mechanicong is from porno.
Did you just say, I think the movie that Mechanicong is from was Japanese?
Yes. I have my suspicions.
Way to clarify.
How's an LO coin coming, Adam? Is he in the chat room?
I posted a link to Mechanicong.
I think the movie with Mechanicong was Japanese.
Look, I just don't want to be presumptuous.
Oh. This webpage is not available. Oh, that's a truck full of cows. I clicked the link in the chat. Wait, where did you post this link, Bames?
Like 10 seconds ago.
I see the link to the cat with the arrow in his head, and I see a link to the cows falling out of the truck.
Then get a better chat, nerd.
Woo, big words. I'm a guy wearing a feather suit.
He's got your number, Bames.
I just assumed.
I just refreshed the chat and it's not there. Oh, yeah, because the chat doesn't like those links.
It just doesn't like them?
It doesn't like push links.
Oh, push links. Yeah, okay, there's Mechanicong.
They don't show up.
I don't know what I was expecting. Just a big robot King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Mechanodong.
Didn't you get one of those from Kirsten, whatever her name is?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I forgot all about that. It's in my drawer. I got it when everybody was here, and I wasn't going to jerk off with it with everybody here because I'd be in the other room Mechanodonging.
Right.
And then I forgot about it. Because my usual blowjob robot does a pretty good job.
I saw an animated GIF of somebody using some sort of weird contraption and sticking their dick in it and using the Oculus Rift, the 3D goggle things, VR headset.
Oh, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. I don't know why I just brought that up. I guess, I don't know. It's just nice to know that people are working on the next best thing.
Hayden Panettiere too.
She's weird looking. She's like half kid, half midget.
Okay.
Like if you force a kid and a midget to fuck.
I don't think you have to force them.
Well. Oh no. It's gone robot again. This is like the worst night for technical things.
Why don't you order another one of those?
It's never been this bad. This is the worst it's ever been.
Order a new one and then just send the old one back.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's the device because I've looked into like troubleshooting it a bunch, and I didn't realize at the time that it's not super compatible with Windows 7. Like apparently, it works great with XP.
Oh man, I got a copy of it, a little coin to run.
Well, I think I am going to end it this time instead of trying to come back.
Seems like a rude way to treat your guests, but a solid show.
Well, I can come back and we can do after show if you want, but I think I'm going to end the actual thing.
Oh yeah, I would have done that hours ago.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mechanicong. Vote Mechanicong.
Possibly Japanese.
He might be Japanese. Check into it. Look before you leap.
Further data is needed.
Patrick, you got anything you want to plug?
Hayden Panettiere.
Half midget, half kid. Bames?
Mechanicon.
All right.
I believe I ordered full kid.
All right, we're out of here. Bye, everybody. Thanks for the memories.